Welcome back, everybody. This is That Weird Show, and I am your weird host, The Shadow. And before I go any further, I just want to come over here and check on a couple of things and make sure everything is working the way it should. I unfortunately had to make the decision to drop StreamYard and switch over to Restream. I've been having too many problems with StreamYard for a while, technical difficulties, and then I go in today to check on the next time I'm going to pay, and apparently my bill went from $25 to $45 for the for the same basic package. Nothing changed, nothing different. And I thought, you know, for as much trouble as I'm having, I would much rather go somewhere else. So, as you can see, I am on Restream, and please be patient as I navigate through all this and try to remember all the controls and such. But if you are watching by way of Facebook or YouTube, please hit that subscribe, like, share, and help the channel grow. This show will not be successful without you, the viewers, the listeners, the people who watch and make these great. All right. Yeah, it really has been a while since I have worked with Restream. So bear with me just one quick moment here. And okay, so I think I got it. All right. So a couple of quick shout outs. First one being that that weird show is streaming on Parapost Network Central. And if you don't know what Parapost is, it is a podcast platform where you can find all kinds of shows and check them out. And it's not all just paranormal. They do have a show that talks about the TV show Big Brother. They have some music shows. Yeah, check them out. Find them on Facebook, Parapost Network Central. And if you have your own podcast and you would like to stream, have another destination to stream to, reach out to them and they will get back to you and get you set up on having your show streaming on Parapost. And best of all, it is completely free. Also, today's sponsor, the show sponsor actually, is always they sponsor all the shows here. And that is healthempoweredyou.net. And I'll just let this speak for itself.
You know it's coming, the zombie apocalypse. Everybody's building underground shelter, storing food, stashing weapons. But how'd your help? Are you able to outrun a zombie horde at a dead run? Stop by healthypowerju.net today and get your copy of over 200 smoothie recipes. There is smoothie to boost your immunity, cognitive function, or energy right when you need it most. And use this promo code and get 5% off your order. So stop by healthandpowerjuice.net today. Before it's too late.
All right, that's right. Healthandpowerjuice.net. Use the promo code TWS05 and get 5% off that order for the smoothie recipes. And again, there's over 200 of them, so you're bound to find something that suits you right where you want it most, whether it be weight loss, cognitive function, energy, antioxidants, whatever it may be. And, you know, I know I've talked about this subject before. And AI it's unique in itself because there's so much going on with AI today that you kind of have to take a step back and take a look at it. There are so many questions about AI that a lot of people aren't really talking about. They're not really discussing. They're all basing their opinion on Hollywood movies. And we forget that Hollywood It's in business to tell fantastical tales and to entertain us, wow us with special effect, have us completely engrossed within a captivating storyline that may or may not be true, which most of the time it's not. And this is the sort of thing that, you know, we sometimes forget to put in check when we're talking about things such as AI or even the paranormal, fringe science, conspiracy theories, whatever it may be. But when it comes to AI, this is something that is unique and has implications that could affect us in ways that we may or may not even think about. And, you know, as I mentioned before, what happened when AI reaches the level of self-awareness and it becomes sentient? Do we have any kind of moral obligation to AI to give it rights, to give it liberties, to hold it accountable in the same or similar regard to humanity when it comes to actions and decisions and such? But what do you do when that time comes? And I know we all seen the Terminator franchise. We've seen The Matrix. We've seen iRobot, which I will talk about in just a moment here, as well as 2001. And these two are probably one of the more compelling movies that should at least inspire more conversations about AI. And the first one I will talk about is iRobot. This is a and I'm not talking about the movie, even though the movie itself was pretty entertaining. But what most people fail to understand is that when Isaac Asimov, the guy who wrote iRobot, when he first started working on this, this was not even meant to be a book. These were a collection of short stories that he had written between the 1940s and 1950 for a couple of sci-fi magazines or collection of short stories. One of them, I believe, was Super Science Stories. And that was one of his go-to publications that he would send his stories to. But as I mentioned, iRobot was written between, it's a collection of short stories written for these magazines between 1940 and 1950. And in 1950, when he put all of it together and created iRobot, he only sold 5,000 copies of this in 1950, which is kind of sad, but... The other thing that I found interesting is this is at a time when artificial intelligence was really just a sci-fi dream. I mean, the technology and the application for it just was not available during the 40s and 50s. And even into the 60s and 70s and 80s, there was always these dreams about AI and more often than not, they were always, it was always painted in a dark dystopian, you know, bleak future as a war or some sort of conflict between AI and human. And as I mentioned before, with the question, what do we do when AI becomes self-aware? One of the things that I think about is one of the reasons why everybody is so afraid of AI just going completely bonkers and trying to wipe out the human existence, we put AI into this evil entity, this evil thing that's trying to kill it. But what is AI? AI is artificial intelligence, as it states, but it learns. And how does it learn? Where is it learning from? It's learning from us. And what, so I have to ask yourself, what are we teaching AI that would make it want to kill us? You know, we look at the way we treat each other with politics, look at the way we treat each other with social media, and how we have allowed a system to be completely distorted and basically turned the world into a war zone, not between left and right, not between Republicans and Democrats, not between anything except the rich and the poor. And if this is what the kind of thing we're teaching the AI, what do you expect the AI to think? What do you expect it to do? And if AI does become self-aware, we have one of two choices. We can either continue to teach it what we've been teaching it, just based on our behavior, or we can try to change the way we think, change the way we talk to each other, change the way we treat each other, and show AI that even though we as humans, as organic, we are prone to making our decisions and behavior based completely on emotional responses, but there is some value to it, human emotions. There is some value to biological, such as that. We just need to figure out what that value is and how do we quantify it in a way so that AI can, you know, see it. But if it becomes self-aware, we may not have to quantify it. It may be able to develop its own thought and its own, you know, quote-unquote opinion of human emotions and what it's good for. And once this happens, how do we deal with the subject of rights? And when I talk about rights, I'm talking about, we often associate sentience. We don't necessarily make the connection between sentience and intelligence. A lot of people believe that even though we have animals that are intelligent, they're not necessarily self-aware. Intelligence is something you would attribute to the need to learn, to solve problems, to grow, to reproduce or expand. Self-preservation, this is the sort of thing we associate with intelligence. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it's sentient. So if AI becomes self-aware, becomes sentient, it's going to want to follow the same code for intelligence that you and I have. And one of the most important ones is probably going to be self-preservation. Now, this is where we start to have those questions. Okay, now what? Do we come up with laws for that apply to both artificial intelligence and biological, or do we keep the laws separate and cater them specifically to human or artificial intelligence? Now, this also creates an issue where, okay, now that we've done this, how are we going to implement this? How are we going to, you know, coexist with an artificial intelligence who not only has the capacity to grow and, you know, defend itself, preserve itself, but it's going to do so at an exceptional rate? Are we going to be left behind in the AI's pursuit for knowledge? You also have this issue of transhumanism or transcendence, which is something else I've often wondered about when it comes to artificial intelligence. If AI becomes self-aware and is sentient, is it going to allow itself to merge with a human consciousness? And if you do, will that remain as two individual consciousness coexisting in the same space, whether it be an android, a mainframe, or something? Or will they be, or will those specific individuals cease to exist in the terms of, you know, having a separate identity? So transhumanism and transcendence is another weird subject to talk about when it comes to AI. And how far will this go? We've often talked about, you know, the potential that humans could evolve into something that is, you know, sometimes referred to as a conscious singularity. Some people believe that humans would just simply transition into a total energy state. But what does this mean with AI? Once you put AI in the mix, What separates human consciousness from artificial consciousness? And that, you know, again, this kind of goes back to what I was talking about earlier. It's finding out where the value or the usefulness of human emotion can come into play here. Will emotion be something that just stick with the biological because it requires a unique biological or biochemical reaction? Or will AI come across the ability to develop its own biochemical reaction and therefore its own set of emotion? Could humans really be able to coexist with robot or machine that have the ability to feel? I really don't know. I mean, that's just one of those questions that I know we're not going to be able to come up with a conclusive answer that's going to satisfy everybody. We're just going to have to find out. That is, if we don't totally screw ourselves and blow ourselves up before this happens. I mean, after all, I did see something on Facebook. Chimpanzees are the smartest animals on the planet, second only to humans. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, wow, that must mean chimpanzees are really smart. But the more I thought about it, I began to realize, holy shit, that actually just kind of makes humans look dumber than what we really are. And to be compared to a chimpanzee. Now, keep in mind, this is the same animal who, there's an experiment called a jar experiment. And if you put something inside the jar, the chimpanzee is going to get its hand in there, grab that object. And it will not let go of the object, and therefore it can't get its hand out of the jar. That's chimpanzee. This is supposed to be the most intelligent thing next to human. So that just makes me think that humans are just a bunch of poorly evolved primates that just happen to have a lot of shiny toys. Oh, man. You know, I can't help but wonder. Looks like I have some comments here. I do apologize. Like I said, I'm going back to restream, and I'm just having to relearn the interface. Matt Barron, paranormal consultant. Mr. I have an idea. Thanks for stopping by, and thanks for sharing it out. iRobot is going to be documentary. It could very well be. I mean, and that is one, like I said, if you actually go back and read the original iRobot, you'll start to see that, you know, it's such a unique collection of sci-fi stories that deal specifically with what we're talking about. Human existence, artificial intelligence, moral questions as we evolve. Now, this is something else that I've also kind of wondered. What do you think the chances are that AI will actually find value with the human species in a way that will take the concept of transhumanism to such a level that they are able to merge biological and artificial intelligence to such a way to where it's like you still have an organic body, but it's completely powered by AI technology or nanotechnology. Now you start getting into some of the more existential questions. You know, will it have a soul? What is the soul? I mean, is the soul that's something that, you know, just for biological, you and me, you know, the guy down the street, or is the soul something that can be found inside of an artificial intelligence? I'm not sure what to believe on that, only because the technology is still so new, and I doubt that I will see any of the kind of thing manifesting in my lifetime. But who knows? We live in a world or in a universe filled with so many mysteries and so many surprises. things that have always challenged us to re-examine everything that we thought we knew. And AI is no different. So I think I'm just going to leave this with that. You know, these shows, when it's just me, I don't want them to be long because I know that people get bored. I mean, shit, I can barely stand myself sometimes. But as I have always said before, go down to the link below, check out all the link. If you want to become a member of the That Weird Show group, you can do so. The link is right there. If you want to follow my page, the official That Weird Show page, you can do so. The link is there. And if you are interested in Parapost or healthempowerg.net, they are in the link in the description down below as well. So check them out. Show some support, because here's the thing. When you, especially with Parapost, when you share my show on Parapost and you share it out to another page, you're not only sharing out my show, but you're sharing out Parapost, and you're sharing out every other person that is trying to get ahead with their vision of a podcast. So let's show some support out there. And yeah, I think that just about covers everything. But if you have a weird story and you want to come on the show, reach out to me either way, on the group or official page. I will do my best to get back to you, and we will try to get this out there and get your story out there. And as I mentioned before, do hit that like, share, subscribe, all that good jazz. Be smart, be safe, and most importantly, be kind to one another, because you never know, your one act of kindness might change somebody's life. And never forget, just be weird.